Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director at the National Hurricane Center here in Miami, coming to you live for our 9 a.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Sandy, which is still centered more than a couple hundred miles off the coast of North Carolina, off to the southeast. It is still a hurricane, maximum winds at 75 miles per hour, moving off to the northeast at about 10 miles per hour. Even though the center of circulation is well offshore right now, the large size of Sandy has been and continues to be bringing tropical storm conditions to portions of eastern North Carolina and coastal areas, and gale force, tropical storm equivalent force winds and rainfall are going to be gradually moving northward through Virginia, the Delmarva, and into the Jersey area, Long Island, and into southern New England over the next day or so. And so today is a very serious day of preparation for much of the mid-Atlantic states and northeast. As the system moves off to the northeast, it's not going to continue going that direction for too long, because it's going to make this left-hand turn that will bring it back toward the coast in less than 2 days. The center of circulation may come ashore somewhere in the mid-Atlantic states here, maybe southern New England, sometime late Monday night or early Tuesday morning. But we should not focus too much on that center of circulation, because the large size of Sandy means that bad weather will arrive well in advance of the center and last long after and go well inland. So this is going to be a long-duration event to affect a lot of people with several different kinds of hazards. First, I want to talk about storm surge. Because of the large size, large hurricanes are capable of producing much greater storm surge than smaller ones of comparable intensity. And regardless of whether or not this becomes a post-tropical cyclone before making landfall, the hazards are still going to be the same. So storm surge is going to be very significant over a large area. Hard to pinpoint the details, but generally speaking, from about Ocean City, Maryland, all the way around to the Connecticut, Rhode Island border, somewhere in many places, perhaps, in that area, the combination of storm surge and tide could produce water depths above ground of 4 to 8 feet in some coastal areas. In addition, within that area, especially because of the shape of the coastline that captures the water around the Long Island area, Long Island Sound, New York Harbor, Raritan Bay, that general area, some spots right near the shore especially, could see above ground water depths reach 6 to 11 feet. And this will be a long-duration surge event that could span multiple tide cycles. So the water's going to start gradually coming up over the weekend, the rest of the weekend, and then into tomorrow, and then there could be a peak period Monday night into Tuesday morning with very high surge. So if you are told to evacuate by local emergency managers, please heed those instructions and do so. The other major hazards, of course, are going to be long-duration winds penetrating well inland that could cause power outages, down trees, and the like. Need to prepare for that. That will not just be a coastal issue, it could go well inland. And heavy rainfall, we could be measuring rainfall in excess of a foot in some isolated spots. That could lead to inland flooding, both flash flooding in the short term and river flooding down the road well inland and long after the center comes ashore. So many hazards to prepare for today in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.